Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des is back with the sports news.
Yes, busy morning on you. Ireland going into day three of the Cheltenham Festival, boosted by another five winners yesterday. That's 10 so far. Willie Mullins had a big double with Impere Pass and Energumain. Other winners were Gordon Elliott's Delta Work, Mascaca, trained by Henry de Bromhead. And there were great scenes for the last race, the bumper. Victory for County Waterford, the celebrations led by one of RTE's racing team, Brian Gleeson, because his and his wife's teenage son, John, piloted JP McManus's A Dream to Share to victory for trainer John Kiley. And what a contrast between trainer and jockey. Trainer John Kiley, great man, 86 years of age next May, and the jockey John Gleeson, a young teenager preparing for his leaving cert. Great contrast. I wonder if we'll get such excitement and drama today. It's been some weeks so far with Honeysuckle, etc. Well, we're going to Cheltenham now to preview today's Grade 1 races with Don McLean. Morning, Don.
Hi, Des.
And the Ryanair Chase, the big one today.
Yeah, look, phenomenal day yesterday, as you say. I suppose the second day of what's been a fantastic week so far. Yet the Ryanair, Shishkin is favourite for this, and he deserves to be. He was very good last time at Ascot, over 2.5 miles. I suppose the worry about Shishkin is that was only 26 days ago, and it's he would have had a hard race that day, so it's a case of if he's going to be able to back it up. Blue Lord is in there for Willie Mullins, and Janadin as well for Willie Mullins and JP McManus. He won really well at Goran Park the last day, stayed on well. That was his first run of the season, and there's every chance he can come forward from that. He's got a good form here at the track. He ran really well in the race last year, and he could put it up to Shishkin in the Ryanair.
All right, and we've the two other, the opener, the Turner's Novice Chase, Grade 1.
Yeah, really good racing prospect. Mighty Potter, he just looks so good. He was very good in winning the Drinmore. He was very good last time at Leopardstown as well, Gordon Elliott's horse, and he's favourite. The rain that we had last night, that's probably a positive for him. He gets the trip well, and he's a worthy favourite. Appreciated is in there. He's stepping up in trips 2.5 miles, Willie Mullins' horse, and Banbridge of Joseph O'Brien's. He won the Martin Pipe Hurdle at this meeting last year, and he was only third behind Mighty Potter in the Drinmore Chase at Ferryhouse back in December. But the prospect of better ground was a positive for him. The rain probably is not in his favour, but he still should run well.
And what about the Stayers Hurdle?
Yeah, again, Gordon Elliott has Tiapu in this. He's favourite. He was very, very good in winning the Galmoy Hurdle last time on soft ground. He stays the trip really well. The rain is a positive for him. Blazing Cal is in there. Charles Burns. Flooring Porter, of course, back for more. He's won the last two staying hurdles, Gavin Cromwell's horse. He had a wee bit of a setback, which was well reported earlier in the season, but Gavin Cromwell seems to be really happy that he has him back where he wants him to be. Danny Mullins takes the ride on him again, home by the lee in there as well. And Classical Dream of Willie Mullins, he ran in the race last year. He was behind Flooring Porter, but he won the Supreme Novices Hurdle here a couple of years ago, and he's a horse who goes well when he's fresh.
All right, Don, thanks for that. We look forward to seeing what happens there. And of course, we're only a couple of days away now from Saturday's big Grand Slam rugby matches. Ireland take on England in Dublin. Live on Saturday Sport, I'll be presenting the programme from the stadium and the streets around it. It'll be a special atmosphere, and Michael Corcoran has been joined to one of the big leaders of the Irish team, Peter O'Mahony.
You've played four games. I don't want to be unfair, but have we yet to see a full 80-minute performance over those four games for Ireland? Is there room for improvement this week?
There's always room for improvement. Yeah, it's a fair comment. You know, we've put probably segments of games together across the four games, and look, this. Yeah, I suppose everyone's always chasing the perfect game, and we're no different. And I don't know if that will ever come around, but it would certainly be a nice weekend for it to click for us. You know,
how important is rest this week? I mean, you've done a hell of a lot of training, short turnaround. You know, in a game on Saturday.
Yeah, look, we're being very well looked after. We didn't do a huge amount yesterday. We did a bit today that had a bit of intensity in it. But, you know, I think the plan was to have a lot of the work done, and the message then is to have the confidence in the work that we've put in over the last 8 weeks and beyond, and you know, trust the reps that we've done, because you know we don't get a huge amount this week with the short turnaround, and given the nature of the quantity of training and rugby that we've put in, you've got to trust what you've done, and I think we certainly do that.
Ireland against England in rugby, it doesn't really matter where it's played or how often you play. I mean, they just tend to bring the best out in each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge occasion, huge game for both teams, for different reasons. You know, I said inside, you know, I've had the privilege to play alongside a big chunk of those players, and you know them as players, but as people as well. And I know they'll be hurting and wanting to put in a performance for themselves more than anyone and their country. And you know, we're certainly expecting the best version of England this weekend. And as a result, we know we're going to have to be at our very, very best to get a win.
That's Peter O'Mahony. It's a 5 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. In soccer, Liverpool are out of the Champions League. They lost 1-0 at Real Madrid last night. They go out 6-2 on aggregate. Karim Benzema with the only goal there. Napoli also went through to the last eight. They beat Eintracht Frankfurt 3-0, a 5-0 aggregate. In the English Premier League, Brighton beat Crystal Palace 1-0. And bottom club Southampton were beaten 2-0 at home by Brentford. Championship leaders Burnley won 3-1 at Hull City. In tonight's action, the big game is the County Louth derby as Drogheda United host Dundalk. In the Europa League, Manchester United take a 4-1 lead to Spain to play Real Betis. Arsenal are level at 2 apiece going into the home game with Sporting Lisbon. And in the Europa Conference, West Ham have a 2-goal lead against Larnaca of Cyprus.